Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Donovan's here, too. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an original member. We've already had our 10th year anniversary with Jim as a member of our Brain Trust, so he's moving into the second decade with us. Jim is a business owner, an inspirational speaker. He's a business coach extraordinaire. He was coaching people in business when a lot of people didn't know what a business coach was. He's the author of many books, including Handbook to a Happier Life, and he's our good friend Jim Donovan. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here. We're going into, I'm going for 20 here.
There you go. me too. Me too. You've been around.
Be some kind of radio record, I think. Maybe.
I think we're already at a record there, Jim.
Yeah,
I think we've already touched that record.
Let's declare it a record and send it into Guinness. What do you think?
I think you're right. Hey, Jim. Most small business owners are like me. They're perfect in every way. They don't need, you know, there's nothing anybody can tell us. We know it all. And, you know, we got all the answers. And anybody coming from the outside giving us new information would just muddy the water. And so this thing about a business coach, this just sounds like it's a lot of trouble.
It really is. It's a waste of time.
Yeah. But no, seriously, that's our first instinct, isn't it? I mean, when somebody talks about,
I'm doing fine. I'm struggling along all by myself. I don't need to struggle with anybody else.
Well, but I think what happens though, I do think that we get the idea. You know, this is what can they tell me? I've looked at all the angles. What could they possibly know that I don't know? Well, here's the thing, folks. They actually may not know more than you know, but they are looking at you differently than you look at yourself. That's the key, isn't it?
Exactly. And one of the reasons I wanted to do a little bit around this subject today is that so many people are having a rough time right now. So many businesses are facing slowdowns. And, you know, if you keep doing the same things you're doing, you're going to keep getting the same results. So something's
right.
Got to change.
Right.
I wrote an interesting blog last week. It's the title of it, What Do Barbara Streisand and Tiger Woods Have in Common? And if you said that they're top in their field, you're right. And if you said that they're both rich, you're right. But they also both have a coach. So why would one of the best golfers, probably the best golfer in the world, need a coach?
Mm-hmm.
Why would one of the best singers or performers in the world need a coach? Somebody's got to watch what they're doing and make the little tweaks and the little adjustments. And I had a client one time, a woman called me, just quick story, a woman called me up one time, she's in the publishing world, in a pet niche, and she started talking to me about, you know, what can I do, I have these products, and this is what we do, and we travel to shows, and we sell videos, and I just made one statement, and she increased her business $9,000 a month.
Wow. You know, I was...
Her testimonials on my website.
I was...
It was just one of those things. It was so obvious to me, but she never considered.
I was a business consultant before I started this business, before I started my media company, for a number of years to small business owners. And all of the people that I consulted with, I considered every one of them to be smarter than me.
Oh, yeah.
But what was happening was, and these were all very successful people, and I was coming in doing various things for them, but the only thing that gave me an advantage, the only thing that made me worth the money that they paid, not the only thing, but a lot of what they, that what, because I did some things that they couldn't do, but one of the main things that made me of value to them is I could see, I was smart enough to be able to see what they were trying to accomplish through my eyes, not through their eyes. And by turning that around on them, they were able, even though they knew their business inside and out, and I didn't know it necessarily inside and out, I was able to see that they were going down a road that wasn't a good one, and was able to point out things that they could never have seen themselves, as smart as they were.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the guy that went to the creator of Coca-Cola many, many years ago, and he gave him an idea, and he said, I'll give you, you know, you give me what you think it was worth. And the idea he gave him was bottle it.
Uh-huh.
up until then, they were selling it as a fountain drink.
Right, it's only fountains, right.
You know, what do you think the difference in that statement was? Duh. Sometimes it's that kind of simplicity. The other thing that you get, and what I get from my coach, Ski, is that you get somebody, and sometimes it drives me
crazy. So you're a coach... You're a coach, but you also have a coach.
Oh yeah, you bet, I mess up as much as anyone else. But one of the other things that I get from that, and it's kind of what I do is kind of a combination coaching consulting because I've been in business for 30 years. But what I get from working with him is, and sometimes it drives me crazy with it, is the accountability factor.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, did you do this? When are you going to do this? What's stopping you? That drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But it keeps it getting done. It keeps, because he's looking at the big picture.
Well, when I was doing my consulting, and I didn't even realize I was coaching in those days,
yeah,
which I guess I was, but whenever I left them, I'd say, okay, here are the three things that I have to do, and here are the two things that you have to do.
Yeah, exactly. I think for me, coaching and consulting blend together.
Mm-hmm.
It's pure coaching. There wouldn't be a you have to do it.
Well, the truth is, I don't think I could have sold coaching.
No.
I think if I'd called on these guys and said, I want to be your coach, I think they wouldn't. I don't think they would have let me do that.
Because
I said, I want to take these projects off of your hands that you're not getting done, they were ready for that.
Yeah, consultants more hands-on. I do a combination of the two, depending on what someone... I come at it from, what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
I could do it.
Where's the pain?
What do you need?
Where's the pain?
Yeah, where's the pain, and how do you increase the business? It's like Jay Abraham talked about. I've worked in probably, 100 different industries with clients,
mm-hmm.
whereas your typical business person is in their business. So they're looking at it from one perspective. Somebody from the outside comes in, they've got a lot of background, a lot of different experience, and at the same time, you're coming in there just with fresh eyes, looking at the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
And often that's what solves it. I mean, I have people do it with me. They look at it and go, well, why don't you do this?
So if I'm a small business owner, and I'm listening to what you're saying, Jim, and I'm saying, hey, I think I need that. I think I like that, but I don't know any business coach. Nobody's ever called on me and says, I want to be your business coach. How do I get that started?
Will.
How do I get this started?
Well, you can email me, and I'll even go on a limb here, only for Small Business Advocate listeners. I'll give you a free hour. Just
send
an email, put Small Business Advocate in the email at jim@jimdonovan.com, and I'll
wow.
help you for an hour.
What a deal, folks. See how hard I work for you?
That's worth about $300, by the way.
jim@jimdonovan.com. Check that out. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back.
And when you smile for the camera, I know I love you better.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. So check that out as soon as you can and use those to your advantage. No barriers to entry if you can get there. We'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Jim Donovan is our guest. He's posted many pieces of wisdom and in his body of work that he's conducted with us over the 10-plus years as he's been a member of our Brain Trust. And we're talking about business coaching. But before we go any further, Jim, I'd like for you to give us your website and tell us how we can find your books and give us that email address again, too.
Yeah, the website, Jim, is Jim Donovan, JimDonovan.com. And if you go to JimDonovan.com/coach, you can get to my email. The email is Jim@JimDonovan.com.
All right. So check that out. And they can find your books there, also online.
Yeah, books, audio. They can download some free audio stuff and there's some articles. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you get a copy of a quick teleseminar I did called Allowing Abundance, which is kind of interesting, because then there's some of the things that people do to block their good from coming into their lives. You know, how do we sabotage ourselves, and how do we even just stop it? You know, it's like, I can't afford that. You know,
see, that's something a coach can help you do.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things you pick up on is when people, you know, somebody says, here's a typical, my wife, and she won't mind me telling this story, she does this all the time. I want to get a new car. Oh, but I don't have the money for that right now. How am I going to do that? It's like before the words even are out of your mouth, you're undoing it. Give it a chance. You know, just throw out. It says ask and you'll receive. It doesn't say keep contradicting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just throw it out there, say, yeah, it'd be nice to get a new car. Oh, that'd be fun. I'd really enjoy that. And just leave it alone. You know, we don't have to put the negative side in there, but we do it. We all do it to some degree. Until you start watching yourself doing it.
Those are the kinds of things that a coach can help you with. How a business coach, how often should someone meet with a business coach?
Well, typically, most of my typical clients, quote unquote, we get together once a week by phone for about an hour, hour and a half.
Huh.
And that keeps it on track. You know, just
how would a conversation go? Like that.
Well, it depends on what somebody's trying to do. I have a client now who's working on a series of videos, and when we started, the videos weren't done. Now they're done, because I stay on that piece. But we also, when we started out, he had one plan of how he was going to sell them, and now he's got a multi-pronged marketing concept going on here. Because I bring that in. It's like, all right, how do you sell video to in today's marketplace? Well, you know, I can make a list of things to do on the web. But each week there'll be a little dialogue about what's going on, you know, what's working, what's working in your business, what's going right, what are the challenges you're facing, where are the areas that you want to put some attention, and sometimes it shifts over into someone's personal life. You know, a lot of people in business, it's like, gee, my wife's on my case, I'm not spending any time with her. Well, how about you take care of that? Because that's going to come back and bite you somewhere.
Well, a lot of times the inability to manage that kind of time can be solved with mechanical things like technology.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a matter of, I mean, and there are things that we just can't, like you said, I mean, we don't get out of our own way. I mean, I'm that way. We all are, folks. Every single person out there, you and me and you know, even Jim, as he says, as a coach, all of us have a problem with getting out of our own way, and we need help. You know, Jim, as good a writer as someone may be, they can't edit their own writing.
Exactly.
You cannot do it, folks. I mean, whatever I write, if I have to, if it has to go out of here without somebody else looking at it, editing it, I don't send it because there's going to be something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Technically, grammatically, there's going to be something illogical about it that maybe that I didn't see. And your story, your world, your life, your business is like that article. You know, somebody else needs to take a look at it. And I'll tell you, Jim, I still say that I love this magic question that I've learned to ask people that's really helped a lot with me, and it kind of makes everybody my coach in a way, and that's just to say, what do you think?
I give you one small business people can use. One of my coaches one time laid this one on me, I almost fell over. She said, what are you willing to let go of to make room for what you want?
Yeah.
Like, whoa, let go. Well, I don't let go. I'm an entrepreneur. I just pile stuff on. There's no letting go. And that's a big one. We all have to learn, you know, what can I let go of? What can I delegate?
There's another one that I've picked up over the years. Are you willing to risk what you know for what you might learn?
Ooh, I like that.
How about that?
Yeah, it's these little zingers that really, you walk around for a week trying to get the answers to them.
And folks, these aren't platitudes. These are real, solid, critical mass questions to ask yourself or to ask other people.
Well, she asked me one time, she said, Jim, what are you focused on these days? And I said, everything. I realized how crazy that was.
Yeah.
But that's where my life, at that moment, my life was in that kind of chaos.
Sometimes you indict yourself just by answering the question, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. That's when I realized, okay, I got to focus on what I'm doing here. Because we do that. We get the, you know, it's like Joel Kahn coined the phrase first time I heard it, follow the shiny new object. It's like, ooh, there goes another shiny object for me to follow. And we do it, right? You're laughing because you do it, right? How many times do that in a week's time?
Yeah.
I just got, you know, if Twitter is not keeping you busy enough, go to 12-second video. There's a new one, 12-second videos.
Yeah.
It'll give you something to do all day.
Hey, Jim, give us the website again, please.
JimDonovan.com, JimDonovan.com.
Jim at JimDonovan.com is the website where he said, if you tell him you heard about him on my show, he'll give you some consulting. Some
give you a free hour.
Hey, thanks, Jim, for that. I appreciate that. Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.